straight away from the meditation. So I do want to just say a couple of words at the beginning before we start. So we will meditate together, and the meditation will very much be focused on awareness, working on awareness. And in our group, we were talking about, you know, when you're focusing on the breath, you know, is it useful to count or not to count? It's like to be or not to be, to count or not to count. And I think what's very important with that practice is what you're trying to do is you're trying to get absorbed. So you're attending to an object, which in our case is the breath, and you're trying to attend in such a way that you've got focus on an object, and you might have wider awareness at the same time, in which there is that focus on a particular object of your choice that you've decided to focus on. So you're training in some ways your concentration, but also you having that in the wider context. Now, we often use the counting because it helps us concentrate, or it helps us to see where we are with that. And if the counting is helpful for that purpose, because you, for example, you can't hold your focus on the breath for more than three breaths, for example, then it might be helpful to give the mind to do something. Yeah, because the mind is like that monkey. It loves to jump around. It loves to attend to different things. So if the counting is helpful for you to stay focused on an object that you've chosen, then you can do that. And if it's in the way, then it's really useful to drop that. Yeah, because what we're really trying to do is we're training in the meditation. We're training the focus of the mind to remain on the object of attention, to be able to expand our awareness, and within that, for us to be able, like Virochana, to be in touch with reality. You know, that's what is happening in that meditation. So if counting is helpful for that, to help you train the mind to be focused, then do that. And if it doesn't, then drop it. Yeah. So we will meditate to start with, focusing on awareness. And I'll start us with a short reading at the start of it. And after the end of meditation, we'll go straight into a puja, a ritual. And this ritual will be puja to Virochana. And we will have seven stages to it. So it's a little bit like a journey. And in that journey, we're able to really get in touch with Virochana. And we're able to go on this journey in which we can learn about, you know, where we can get a sort of appreciation of that particular figure, of what they stand for that wisdom that they represent, get in touch with that. And also for us in that process to be able to let go of things, we'll have a stage, it's called confession of faults within the puja. And that's where you can let go of things that you wish you weren't doing, or you wish that went quiet in that way. So in that particular stage, you're welcome to just let go. You can have a mental note of, you know, I felt a bit distracted, or didn't like a particular conversation that I had, and how I was in that. And you can just offer it to the shrine. You can offer it to Virochana. You can offer it, and you can let go of that. Yeah, you can let go of that. And in that process, we can then be ready to receive some teaching from Virochana. and we're able to work on our mind and heart in that way. And in the last stage, we will transfer our merit, which will be kind of reminding ourselves that actually we're doing this for the benefit of all beings. And we whatever we are, sort of all the merits that we're getting, we're able to let that go in that act of generosity that Ratnasambhava represented for us. And we'll have a mantra after the this first stage, Virochana mantra. So when we have a mantra, actually any time during the puja when you feel moved, please make an offering of the light. Whenever you want to make an offering, do that. Play. This is an invitation to play. So find a meditation posture. That will be supportive for you for the next 45 minutes. We'll just start with a short meditation, and after the puja, we'll also mind sit for a bit to absorb it. So just letting the mind settle after all the talking and listening. The source of all phenomena of samsara and nirvana is the nature of mind, void, luminous, all-encompassing, vast as the sky. When in that state of sky-like vastness, relax into the openness. Stay in that very openness. Merge with that sky-like state. Naturally, it will become more and more relaxed. Wonderful. If you become accomplished in this method of integrating mind with you, your realization will naturally become vast. And just as the sun shines freely throughout space, your compassion cannot fail to shine on all unrealized beings. Just sitting with your breath in the sky-like vastness, tending lovingly.
Maybe from this sky-like awareness, we embark on our Virochana Puja. Firstly, worship. I worship the Buddhas.
I worship the Buddhas.
In all the directions of space.
In all the directions of space.
So how much more must I worship you?
So how much more must I worship you?
Mahavirochana.
Mahavirochana.
The shining space in which all Buddhas appear.
The shining space in which all Buddhas appear.
Your space is not the dark aloneness.
Your space is not the dark aloneness.
That separates the galaxies.
That separates the galaxies.
But the life and vibrant sphere of light.
But the live and vibrant sphere of light.
Of consciousness itself.
Of consciousness itself.
Boundless Virochana.
Boundless Virochana.
Your mind is the true nature of all things.
Your mind is the true nature of all things.
So to delight you.
So to delight you.
I conjure from space.
I conjure from space.
The flowers of emptiness.
Flowers of emptiness.
The perfume of emptiness.
The perfume of emptiness.
The light of emptiness.
The light of emptiness.
The waters of emptiness.
The waters of emptiness.
The music of emptiness.
The music of emptiness.
These mind-made treasures fill the sky.
These mind-made treasures fill the sky.
Above, below, on every side.
Above, below, on every side.
Countless.
Countless.
Limitless.
Limitless.
As space.
As space.
In this way, I offer you to yourself.
In this way, I offer you to yourself.
Vastness to vastness.
Vastness to vastness.
Beauty to beauty.
Beauty to beauty.
Emptiness to emptiness.
Emptiness to emptiness.
Om Virochana. 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 Om Garuchana. 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 Salutation. Radiant Virochana of unutterable beauty.
Radiant Virochana of unutterable beauty.
Eternally still.
Eternally still.
For all movement is within you.
For all movement is within you.
Eternally silent.
Eternally silent.
For all speech is within you.
For all speech is within you.
Eternally tranquil.
Eternally tranquil.
For all concepts are within you.
For all concepts are within you.
To you,
to you,
I prostrate without moving.
I prostrate without moving.
Praise you without speaking.
Praise you without speaking.
Commit myself to you without a thought.
Commit myself to you without a thought.
Going for refuge. Om Mahavirochana Hum.
Om Mahavirochana Hum.
In this world of constant change.
In this world of constant change.
In which appearances fade as fast as breath on a mirror.
In which appearances fade as fast as breath on a mirror.
To what can I go for refuge?
To what can I go for refuge?
Not to form.
Not to form.
Or feeling.
Or feeling.
Not to words and concepts.
Not to words and concepts.
Not to any object of the mind.
Not to any object of the mind.
Only to the nature of mind itself.
Only to the nature of mind itself.
Space is more intimate than breath.
Space is more intimate than breath.
Closer to the heart of life.
Closer to the heart of life.
Yet I barely think of it.
Yet I barely think of it.
The true nature of mind.
The true nature of mind.
Is more intimate than space.
More intimate than space.
At the very heart of life.
At the very heart of life.
Yet I never recognize it.
Yet I never recognize it.
Mind of space.
Mind of space.
Clear.
Clear.
Transcluent.
Translucent.
Knowing.
Knowing.
Open secret of all the Buddhas.
Open secret of all the Buddhas.
I go for refuge to you.
I go for refuge to you.
Confession of faults. O being of white light.
O being of white light.
You who have no views at all.
You who have no views at all.
I confess the stubborn self-concern.
I confess the stubborn self-concern.
The deep-rooted ignorance.
The deep-rooted ignorance.
That spawns a thousand wrong ideas.
That spawns a thousand wrong ideas.
Obscuring how I see and act.
Obscuring how I see and act.
Believing that I and the world.
Believing that I and the world.
Could truly exist.
Could truly exist.
I cling to things with useless hope.
I cling to things with useless hope.
Believing that I and the world.
Believing that I and the world.
Could really not exist.
Could really not exist.
I live in fear.
I live in fear.
Stalked by death and destruction.
Stalked by death and destruction.
Although I talk of love and care.
Although I talk of love and care.
When I look at how I act.
When I look at how I act.
I believe I'm the center of the world.
I believe I am the center of the world.
Round which the moon and stars revolve.
Round which the moon and stars revolve.
Please help me to recognize.
Please help me to recognize.
That this self I hold so tight.
That this self I hold so tight.
Causing myself and others pain.
Causing myself and others pain.
It's just a habit of the mind.
It's just a habit of the mind.
As empty as a summer cloud.
As empty as a summer cloud.
Rejoicing in merit. Buddha of total freedom.
Buddha of total freedom.
For my own sake.
For my own sake.
And for the sake of all that lives.
For the sake of all that lives.
I rejoice in you.
I rejoice in you.
And in all good fortune.
And in all good fortune.
Suffering could have been limitless.
Suffering could have been limitless.
Samsara could have had no end.
Samsara could have had no end.
I rejoice in all those.
I rejoice in all those.
Who have pointed out the way.
Who have pointed out the way.
That leads beyond all pain.
That leads beyond all pain.
To the unborn.
To the unborn.
The unmade.
The unmade.
The uncompounded.
The uncompounded.
Life could have had no meaning.
Life could have had no meaning.
Death could have been the end.
Death could have been the end.
I rejoice that beyond birth and death.
I rejoice that beyond birth and death.
Is your endless sphere.
Is your endless sphere.
Radiant.
Radiant.
Timeless.
Timeless.
Perfect in itself.
Perfect in itself.
entreaty and supplication. Supreme emanation of the sphere of truth.
Supreme emanation of the sphere of truth.
There is no need.
There is no need.
To entreat you to remain.
To entreat you to remain.
For how could truth ever disappear?
For how could truth ever disappear?
The mind is eternal.
The mind is eternal.
And cannot be destroyed.
And cannot be destroyed.
Lord of the golden wheel.
Lord of the golden wheel.
There is no need.
There is no need.
To supplicate you to teach.
To supplicate you to teach.
For in all worlds.
For in all worlds.
In all times.
In all times.
It is you who set rolling.
It is you who set rolling.
The wheel of the Dharma.
The wheel of the Dharma.
Whenever the way disappears.
Whenever the way disappears.
It is you who illuminate it again.
It is you who illuminate it again.
All Buddhas to be.
All Buddhas to be.
Coming at last to the Vajra seat.
Coming at last to the Vajra seat.
See the morning star of your wisdom.
See the morning star of your wisdom.
In the deer park at Sarnath.
In the deer park at Sarnath.
You appeared.
You appeared.
It was you who opened Candaniya's eyes.
It was you who opened Candaniya's eyes.
You who set all five ascetics on the path to the deathless.
You who set all five ascetics on the path to the deathless.
Supreme Buddha of pure awareness.
Supreme Buddha of pure awareness.
I need to entreat you to teach.
I need to entreat you to teach.
For like an exhausted traveler.
For like an exhausted traveler.
Fighting to stay awake.
Fighting to stay awake.
It is only by calling on you.
It is only by calling on you.
That I save myself.
That I save myself.
From falling back into unconsciousness.
From falling back into unconsciousness.
Into the delusive dreams of samsara.
Into the delusive dreams of samsara.
And so I beg you from my heart.
And so I beg you from my heart.
To care of me and all the world.
To care for me and all the world.
May your teaching of emptiness.
May your teaching of emptiness.
The roar of the lion.
The roar of the lion.
Echo forever.
Echo forever.
Throughout time and space.
Throughout time and space.
So just a short reading from Kinsey Rinpoche. Mind has no form, no colour, and no substance. This is its empty aspect. Yet mind can know things and perceive an infinite variety of phenomena. This is its clear aspect. The inseparability of these two aspects, emptiness and clarity, is the primordial continuous nature of mind. At present, the natural clarity of your mind is obscured by delusions. But as the obscuration will begin to uncover the radiance of awareness, until you reach a point where, just as a line traced on water disappears the moment it is made, your thoughts are liberated the moment they arise. To experience mind in this way is to encounter the very source of Buddhahood. When the nature of mind is recognized, that is called nirvana. When it is obscured by delusion, that is called samsara. Yet neither samsara nor nirvana have ever parted from the continuum of the absolute. When awareness reaches its full extent, the ramparts of delusion will have been breached, and the citadel of the absolute, beyond meditation, can be seized once and for all. Transference of merits in call and response. Om Mahavarochana Hung.
Om Mahavarochana Hung.
Dainichi Niorai, the Illuminator.
Dainichi Niorai, the Illuminator.
My hands are pressed together in gratitude without measure.
My hands are pressed together in gratitude without measure.
For the boundless treasure of your presence in my life.
For the boundless treasure of your presence in my life.
And for the blessings you bestow on me.
And for the blessings you bestow on me.
May my every act.
May my every act.
Of body, speech, and mind.
Of body, speech, and mind.
Be devotion to you.
Be devotion to you.
May I always strive to embody your qualities.
May I always strive to embody your qualities.
Channeling your wisdom and love.
Channeling your wisdom and love.
May I always endeavor to illuminate the world.
May I always endeavor to illuminate the world.
Through turning the wheel of the excellent Dharma.
Through turning the wheel of the excellent Dharma.
At the beginning of time.
At the beginning of time.
An earthquake within consciousness.
An earthquake within consciousness.
Created that great rift.
Created that great rift.
Into subject and object.
Into subject and object.
Into me and you.
Into me and you.
Across which we all call.
Across which we all call.
With longing to one another.
With longing to one another.
By the merits of devoting myself to you.
By the merits of devoting myself to you.
By the power of your compassion.
By the power of your compassion.
For the sake of all sentient beings.
For the sake of all sentient beings.
May subject and object.
May subject and object.
Like long lost lovers.
Like long lost lovers.
Be reunited.
Be reunited.
By the power of your communication.
By the power of your communication.
May the chasm of suffering be closed at last.
May that chasm of suffering be closed at last.
May our minds all be healed.
May our minds all be healed.
May life be made whole.
May life be made whole.
By the power of your great love.
By the power of your great love.
May all separateness disappear.
May all separateness disappear.
May we all enter the shining space.
May we all enter the shining space
of the Dharma Dhatu wisdom.
Of the Dharma Dhatu wisdom.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
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 A period of just sitting. in your own time, bringing the practice to a close. So thank you for us practicing together this morning.